Okay, Marvin Pritz is our next presenter. He's going to talk about enhancing the first year experience as a plant science major. Marvin, have a clicker.
Thank you, Mary. So, at about 5 years ago, the situation at Cornell University for plant science majors was that we had five separate departments trying to manage a single major. And it was a little bit difficult to bring coordination to that major. And 3 years ago, we merged the five plant science departments at Cornell together into one school. And a lot of people are sort of like, oh, that's been a threat at our institution. I don't want to participate in that. I want to stay separate. We merged, and I think it's had some really good results for the undergraduates. So I'm going to review with you some of the changes that we were able to make as a result of merging these units together, and then specifically focus in on one of the courses that I help teach for the first year students that come as plant science majors, either as freshmen or transfer students. So we had this situation, we had five independent departments. If you needed a course taught in another department and they didn't want to do it, it was kind of hard to force them to do that. There was a little bit of lack of coordination. Essentially what we had was a list of courses in different categories, and students had to take so many courses in this category and so many in that and so many in that to complete the degree, but it really wasn't, you know, coordinated in a very good way. We also had a pretty high acceptance rate, and the college didn't like that. They said, you plant science majors, you know, your acceptance rate's too high. We got to have better quality students so we can lower that acceptance rate. It was 47% of the people that applied. The college was 13%. You guys are dragging down our reputation here. So that wasn't so good. And oftentimes, too, the students, when they graduated, even though we didn't have very many students, they often didn't really know each other very well because they never had a common experience, they never took courses together. They just came in, were assigned an advisor, and then they just started taking courses to pick them off the list, right? So we thought we would go about and change that. So we made a bunch of changes over the last 5 years, and now we have a curriculum that's managed by a single academic unit after this merger. We have a core curriculum of 9 core courses plus 10 concentrations that you take. You pick one and concentrate in that. We offer a common course, class experience for first-year students, and I'll talk more about this in a minute, but I want to give you sort of the big picture first, and then we'll go to the specifics. We implemented peer review of teaching, which was very stressful for some faculty who've never experienced that before. We started a peer mentoring program that we teach some peer mentors, upperclassmen who then have 5 or 6 first-year students as they mentor. We started e-portfolios for students when they come in as freshmen and they finish by the time they're seniors, and I'll show you some examples of that. We have an internship or out-of-classroom experience that they have to complete before they graduate. They have a senior symposium where they give a presentation on something that they've done that's plant-related while they're at Cornell. And in the last 5 years, our acceptance rate dropped from that 47%, it's down to 19%, and our enrollment is more than doubled at the same time. So it tells us that we're kind of doing something right, and the matriculation rate is among the highest in the college, 81%. In other words, if we accept a student, it's an 81% chance they're going to come. So we take that as good signs that we're doing something right. So I want to go over some of the things that we're doing within our first year course that I think everybody can do at your institution, too, if you're not doing it. And for us, it's really made a difference. It's really made a difference. One of the things I should say, this course doesn't specifically focus on plant science knowledge specifically. It's more of a course that helps students adjust to life at Cornell, build a cohort, do some self-assessment about what your strengths and weaknesses are. We give them leadership opportunities to sort of step out of their comfort zone and assume a leadership role, and I'll give you some examples of what some of those are. We do a service learning project together as a class, which helps build camaraderie, and we actually, you know, get things done in the community and brings us some visibility. We do career exploration with the students. What are jobs out there in the plant sciences and horticulture that you might want to explore? We talk about international travel opportunities that are around. We bring in faculty so they get introduced to faculty and visit some labs. Every other Tuesday night, we have faculty-student dinners. We go to the dorms, and we have the faculty who want to have dinner with the first-year students in the dorms. And that's a great informal way to get to know the faculty. As part of this class, we do some local hikes to some of the natural areas so that students, because they're coming from all over, they're not just from New York, they're coming from all over the country and sometimes the world, to give them some exploration of some of the natural ecosystems in the area. And we talk about the support services the college provides. I mentioned the e-portfolio. And then we also, even with these first-year students, we talk about a little bit about grad school, what that's like, and if you want to think about that, you should maybe start planning now. So we try to cover all that within one course. It's really a lot of fun to teach that course. Some of the cohort-building things we do, the very first day of class, we visit the campus gardens and give them a feel of what the gardens are like on campus. Cornell is a great place to do that because we have so many gardens. Every time we stop at a garden, you know, we do an icebreaker, some sort of silly icebreaking games. For example, one garden, we stop at the herb garden, they have to find a plant in the herb garden that has the letter of their first name and the name of that plant. So they're running out there pulling things off, and then they share that. And it's a way that students get to learn the names of the other students. I mentioned the Tuesday night dinners. We do these Saturday hikes. Some of the service projects that we do, we seeded a lawn and installed a landscape for Habitat for Humanity House. We cleared trails for a local state park. We developed a plant discovery trail for the Ithaca Children's Garden. Cleared vegetation of a historic site at Cuyahoga Nature Center. And just last week, last Thursday, the town of Ulysses bought some property. They want to turn it into a park. Our class was the first class there. We put a trail in, and we labeled a bunch of trees and built a picnic table and installed that into the park. So all this is a way of students being connected with their community and feeling like they're making a contribution. It builds camaraderie. Plus, they're learning a little bit about plant science, horticulture, landscaping in the process of doing these service projects. I have a picture of us on our hike through one of the gorges, seeding the lawn, installing landscapes at the Habitat House, clearing vegetation from an old historic site. As part of this class, we also do a little bit of self-assessment and confidence building. We do a modified Kiersey-Bates Myers-Briggs Temperament Index. It's because we do that, and then we kind of let them know what kind of careers are people like you really good at within the plant sciences. And it gets them thinking a little bit about what are my strengths and what would I be good at looking down the road. We do an identity workshop that involves a lot of self-reflection. I can explain more about what that is later. We do career exploration. We have them research various careers in the plant sciences, and then they take that information that they learn and they upload it into a website. It's the public website for the plant science major. So we've used the students to help build the career section of our website by the information they found in the interviews they've done as part of these projects. We have them do elevator speeches, and we record those elevator speeches and we load them up to the website. The elevator speech is, why are you interested in plants? And they talk about that. And if you're Chinese, your first language is Mandarin, by all means, give your 30-second elevator speech in Mandarin. We'll put that on the website, too. That'll attract students. If it's Spanish, that's great. It'll attract more students. When they look at that and click why students at Cornell are interested in plant science, to hear something I think in your native language is a real draw. We work on resume development. We do mock job interviews. Those are really fun. What we do there is I give the students a slip of paper that has a flaw. When you're interviewing, you shouldn't do this. And then they come in to the room and they do the interview with somebody else, but they exhibit that flaw subtly. And then it's really fun. And then we can ask the interviewer, how did you feel whenever this person never made eye contact the entire time they were talking with you? And students sit around the room and watch this, and it's really a lot of fun. Some of the students are really good actors. And again, it's a way of sort of opening up the group and making people feel comfortable with each other. We give leadership opportunities to these students. We want them, from the very beginning, to develop the concept that we are leaders and we can do this. And so every student in the class gets a leadership assignment. Some are team leaders for these service projects we talked about. Some are assigned the job of inviting professors to the class to serve on the panels, and then they introduce the faculty member to the class. They have to meet them ahead of time and get that information. They might host one of these Tuesday night dinners. They might lead the page for the website on careers. We have an e-portfolio showcase at the end of the semester. They might organize that. We have a resume guinea pig. This is somebody who's willing to put up the resume that they have now and the way it looks now, and then have the office of career office look at it and make corrections on it, and then show the new improved resume, make somebody feel very vulnerable, but we have somebody to do that because that's a leadership role. A town crier, somebody whose job it is to survey the Cornell community and identify plant-related seminars and activities that might be of interest to the students, and then announce those at the beginning of each class. Then we have some students identified. Their job is to be a liaison between the students and the instructor, me and my co-teacher, to tell us how things are going, like every week or every 2 weeks, give us some feedback on how the class is going, what they hear from the other students about what's happening in the class, and give us that feedback. Here's just some examples of our career page and our concentrations. We mentioned these 10 concentrations. Those are linked with careers, and the students basically do research and find information to help fill in these categories. I know this is small writing, not intended to read, but just to show you some of the things they do as part of that. We also start students off with an e-portfolio. They start as freshmen and they finish as seniors. So as they go through their 4 years, they're filling out this e-portfolio. And when they're done, they have a documentation of all this rich work they've done as they've been students. And it has reflection pieces built into it, and they can find things that they've done before. If you want someone to write a letter of recommendation, you can give them the link to that URL, to that e-portfolio, and they can read about you before they write their letter. That e-portfolio has pictures and term papers and things in it that you might have done. It's much more rich than just a one flat two-dimensional resume. You can send it to a potential employer if you'd like. The e-portfolio has these various categories. It has self-reflection, it has a homepage, tell me about yourself, and these are just some examples that I just snipped off of people who've done this, some of our students. A homepage, a little bit about themselves, some self-reflection and goals that they have. We have learning outcomes for our plant science major. So what we've done is we've taken each of these 7 learning outcomes, and we made those tabs within the e-portfolio, and the student then tells us how they've met each of those 7 learning outcomes as they've gone through the 4 years. Then when we have to do assessments, we just go into those e-portfolios and pull out examples of how we've met those learning outcomes. We don't have to do one of those silly grids with the courses they've taken and learning outcomes and all the checks in the boxes. We can just go and give real-life examples of what they've done to meet those learning outcomes. So they're doing the assessment exercise for us, which is really great. So you can see where they've linked up some of these papers and things they've done under each of these learning outcomes. And then we ask them to do this out-of-classroom experience where they have to reflect on that and tell us about that experience and summarize it, write it in Langman's language, answer some questions about it. Put that on the e-portfolio. There's a tab for special skills and interests that they might have done. This is where they can show off their personality. Here's an example of someone who likes to grow houseplants and another one who likes to draw plants, and she puts that on there. It doesn't have to be about plants, but they can do that. And for the purpose of this exercise, I put some examples here. If you want to download the presentation later, you can click on some of these and see what some of the students have done. So the situation today, students now have a strong sense of the community. They know each other. They take classes together. They know many faculty outside the classroom. They feel supported by each other, the faculty institution. They have a good sense of their own strengths and weaknesses. They have a better sense of what the career opportunities are in plant science and which ones of those they're kind of wired to be good at. One-third now have a significant international experience before they graduate, and they all have this e-portfolio that's useful to advisors and people who write letters of recommendation and potential employers. All right. So, thank you. 2 minutes for questions. Okay.